This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Stay tuned. 8 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win some Caps tickets for Game 1. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets for Game 1 of their series coming up. Starting tomorrow against the Carolina Hurricanes. So big news there. We were just talking about the big news in D.C. with the NFL draft coming in a couple of years. Well, you got Caps playoff game starting tomorrow in round two.
Pretty
and
big.
We're giving you tickets 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour.
All right, so real quick, I just wanted to mention, yesterday I found myself, my wife and I were constantly in Virginia because that's where both of my daughters train for volleyball. They have really good volleyball out there, some really great clubs. We've been a big part of Virginia Juniors for years. But nevertheless, Kate was training. She was doing like some pickup with some ex-college players, whatever. Nobody cares. But I had to be out there at 9 a.m. And I drop her off. She's going to be playing for 2 hours, and I'm out in the Sterling area. So I drop her off, and then usually I'm in that situation, I have 2 hours to kill. And there's a lot of shopping out, you know, where, in the Jason's area where he lives. But I rarely go out to Leesburg, so I have 2 hours to kill. So I was like, I'm going to go to Leesburg. It's 15, 20 minutes
away.
Where'd
you go, the outlets?
I actually didn't go to the outlets, but there's plenty of spots.
Oh, yeah.
I always like to go. I always find that that's a good Marshalls for me. There's a lot of stuff in there. But there was nothing there. Bought nothing, but perused it. Did take a duty, Drabby. Thought of you. Because it hits you.
Love public bathrooms so much.
That tingling feeling.
You get anxiety when you go in there. And all of a sudden, you got to poo. But so I
think you also do that about that time every day on this show.
Possible. So I'm leaving, and then it's like, I don't know, 9:30 something, and 9:45. I say, you know what? I know you guys are all big Costco guys. I like Costco. I don't go there very often. Maybe 3 or 4 times a year, unless I'm picking up medicine or something. And I just don't go there very often. It's a little daunting because the parking lot's always full. Mm-hmm. And the lines are always like, you know, it's so popular.
Oh, on a weekend, it's a nightmare.
This particular one, I was driving by, and the parking lot looked kind of, it wasn't like there were spots. And so I was like, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. See what's, you know, I also know they always have like golf stuff. Like, I'll go see what they have. I park. I see a guy smoking a cig, and I go, wait a second, the door's not open yet? And then I notice there's a line of people, like it's a freaking Taylor Swift concert, because it didn't open until 10.
Yeah.
So I was there were people there for 30 minutes, lined up, waiting for the bell, and there was nothing extraordinary about it. It's just a normal day, and people get so excited to open.
Yeah.
They want to get
there
They
first.
They want to get there and get through before all the
sea
masses
of people.
Come in.
I guess.
That has to be the explanation.
I just sat there and I went, I can't believe this, but I guess I'm going to wait the extra 15 minutes. And then the guy told me, I guess he's a regular. He said, don't worry. They sometimes open the doors 15 minutes early.
They definitely do that in Gaithersburg. Because I went there a few minutes before, like 15 minutes before it opened. And I expected to see a line of people. And they were already letting people in. They're just like, why wouldn't we let them in? And just start printing money. 15
so
minutes
So they
early.
Did. About 10 minutes till they started letting people in. And I did, you know, I waited my time. It was shocking. I mean, I literally, out of nowhere, the parking lot, once it opened, parking lot totally jammed. People coming from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got their, and by the way, they're not like me just walking in empty handed. They're grabbing carts, big ass
carts.
Oh yeah,
I mean everyone,
flat trucks, like the whole nine.
Everyone,
yeah, like,
they're good. They're ready.
Yeah.
And I'm just going in there literally hoping I might get a food sample or something. I'm just killing time.
Yeah.
I mean, had no agenda.
95% of the people going into a Costco, they're not going in just to cruise through and get a macadamia nut. Like
people were on a mission.
Bar. Yeah,
people were on a mission. And again, I only go there a couple times a year. I'm always drawn, just because I'm a nerd, to the big TVs. Mm-hmm. I go to the TV
right
section.
As you come into that's no coincidence. You walk in and they're right, bam, they're right there on your right.
I mean,
they just suck you in.
I need another TV, like a hole in the head, but I still am drawn to them. Sure. I'm just stunned by the quality of the picture that, you know, and how cheap they are these mm-hmm. days. And I walk around, look at that. I might need a sound bar for one of my TVs, so I kind of look around at that. You know, every Costco's kind of the same, but they're also kind of different. Like, you don't know exactly where things are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the one up where I go, the golf stuff. You know, you can get, like, cheap gloves.
Sure.
You could get, you know, who knows,
you can
umbrellas.
Buy a whole set of clubs.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm not going to buy clubs from there, but people do, and sure. They actually get fairly highly rated. Anyway, my daughter just picked up golf, so she needs a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I found a golf bag, you know, I think golf bags are the most overpriced thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into any place, they're going to charge you probably about $150.
Yeah.
For the cheapest bag in the store.
Sure.
You could spend $250, $300, $400. I mean, it's crazy how much you could spend.
What a racket.
I found a bag there that was on clearance in the back of the, for $30.
No.
It was great for a kid that's just starting golf.
Yeah, of course.
Perfect.
Makes all the sense in the
world. I couldn't believe it. It was like, I was so happy. So I just said, well, I guess I'm buying something now.
Sure.
I guess I'm going to stand in line. And then I walk by something. I don't want to say what it is, obviously. I bought this is maybe embarrassing. I bought my wife for Mother's Day gift at Costco.
Nothing wrong with that.
They have jewelry there.
It's not jewelry. It's more of a practical thing.
I think mm-hmm. they have jewelry very close to where the TVs are.
They have freaking everything. Yep. I couldn't believe the clothes that they have in the middle of the store.
Right in the right
the
smack
clothes
dab
in the middle.
Middle
of the store is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many tables? It just keeps going.
Correct.
You know?
What a business that is.
What a business.
What an amazing business.
But that
business.
Particular one is, my friends will say, we have to get there at 10, because if you get there at 12 or 1, you're going to be in a line for 45 minutes.
It's
crazy how long those lines
get.
Luckily,
it only took me a couple minutes, but I did have to get extra help because I did the self-checkout thing.
Right.
And because the bag was knocked down to $30,
mm-hmm.
the barcode reader didn't recognize it.
Uh-huh.
So then I had to go get help. But anyway, long way of saying, you people are savages. I've never seen so many people line up for a store to open on just a regular Saturday for no reason. It wasn't like a celebrity appearance. They were just Costco groupies.
Here's big pressure. If you go to Costco and you go to the self-checkout and you've got a cart that's full.
Yeah.
Talking like a pretty full cart.
Yeah.
And there's a line. There's always going to be a line behind you.
Yeah.
There's pressure because you got to scan everything.
You
got to make sure you hold on to your receipt. You can't just like.
Yeah, because they always check everything. Okay.
And then getting everything back into your cart after you've scanned it all, because it's all just piled up right there next to
you. You feel nervous.
You feel nervous because
like you're going through airport
security. The eyes of Costco are upon you. All they're doing is saying, can you just go quicker?
Yeah.
Can you scan and get your stuff in your stupid cart quicker and get out of our way?
Yeah.
I know that's what everybody behind me is thinking, because that's what I'm thinking when I'm waiting for the people to scan in front of me.
It does make me think, every time I go this, I will say this, I'm always kind of amazed by Costco.
Yeah. It's.
And I don't frequent it very often. But it's because it's so intimidating, because so many people are always there.
Yeah.
I refuse to go to Costco on the weekends.
Well, I guess on the worst day.
The weekend's the worst day.
I try not to do it during the weekends. I've done it before, but I try to do it during the week.
When do you guys find the best time?
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Like
closer to the weekend
or at night?
Midweek.
Midweek,
probably.
Midweek, midday.
Afternoon, probably.
Like
4
o'clock?
Nah, earlier than that.
Noon.
Lunchtime. Then you grab yourself a hot dog.
I was disappointed. Didn't see any food samples. Some guy hawking pots and pans.
You know what it was? You were there too early, probably.
They don't start at 10 a.m. Really.
Yeah, they probably started
He's
noon.
The expert. He knows. Yeah,
are you a Costco like guy?
He knows.
Yeah, I don't care. I was there yesterday at 3 o'clock. The line was at the back of the store. I don't care. Get out of my way. I'm a veteran. I know what I'm doing.
But,
you're not going to intimidate me.
But then
me.
Isn't it daunting when you have to start in the back? You're over there by the freaking seafood?
I go so often. We're just killing time. by the way. At my
so you're just trying to get the kids out of the house type thing?
Yeah, I mean, what do I do, rush back
so
to the house?
So when you're standing in line, though, and you have still have two young kids that can be a pain in the ass by their age.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
How do they tolerate a long-ass line?
Get to ride in the cart.
You ride in the car, you play games. You're
no, but when you're in the line, yeah, what are they doing? Aren't they just crawling out?
Bringing
up your...
two young kids to Costco. That's dicey.
Like, that's ballsy.
They were playing with each other. They were laughing and giggling.
They're fine.
They were fine yesterday. Yeah, they like it.
They like it.
Yeah, but we've been so many times that it's old hat.
They know the drill.
Yeah.
They're well
so
aware.
So it's not a big deal. It's not like you're on an airplane with a crying baby or something.
You just got to get used to it or just like to torture yourself. I mean, it is. People just block your way. They don't care. Like so many people in there. You gotta force your hand a little bit.
You gotta be aggressive in Costco with your cart.
Yeah.
Like you gotta just.
I had no
you
cart.
Can't be you passive
you'll
in there.
Swallowed up.
I was like a newbie because I'm walking around with this freaking golf bag on my arm, and I found this other thing that I guess I'm gonna give my wife for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I'm walking around like this.
Yeah.
But I will say. You know, you're kind of drawn, like you see like the patio furniture or you say, well, I could maybe use that.
Yeah, or you could spend a few grand.
I could maybe use that. That looks pretty cool. You know what I mean? You bump into S that you could maybe use.
I think my average Costco cart is $400. I mean,
that's unbelievable to me.
Not really, because I mean, if I buy
it's all food though, generally?
Food, stuff for my dog, like the bully sticks that my dog loves. Like that's the industry we need to get into.
What's a bully stick?
You know what a bully stick is?
No.
I mean, Draft knows what it is.
Definitely no.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell him what it is, Draft.
What's a bully stick? Maybe they
use all the parts of the cow.
Yeah.
So this is the last part you'd want to eat.
It's a bull penis.
And the dogs love to just chew on it
just
for hours.
It. Yeah. And they cost about $30 a pack. Now that's at Costco. They cost $30 bucks a pack.
Maybe I've seen them.
But I get two packs of those. I get groceries. I get, you know, like good steaks. I mean, that adds up to $400 basically every time.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like beef jerky. Beef jerky's expensive. Throw it in the pile.
Honestly, if I won like a Mr. Beast thing,
yeah.
And he said you got 5 minutes to go through the store, you get Costco would be the store I would choose.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like that would be the store because there's so much stuff in there that you would like.
Costco or Best Buy? I know you're a Best Buy guy.
Well, but Costco has all that stuff,
right?
I grab a TV, throw it in a cart.
Just grab a slip for the TV.
I go and I grab, I don't know, like a wheelbarrow. Or something. Like they have everything.
Yeah.
Like anything you could think of, they do have. It's pretty wild.
Well, I mean, if you had a minute or 2 minutes to go through the Costco, you would grab like 15 TVs.
Yeah.
That's the most. Well, they have all the electronics, though, too.
Yeah,
they have like the
I would stay
iPads
right there.
And all that
yeah,
stuff.
I would stay in that department.
Costco delivering a freezer to my home today.
They are.
Today, as we speak, between 9 and 11 a.m.
Right.
Scheduled drop-off.
JP, are you
who's
a Costco
got the house
guy?
Covered?
My daughter. My daughter's going to let him in. I've got the tip money ready. Take the old freezer, put the new one in. We're good to go.
I go on occasion, not enough, because I'm the special member of Costco.
You're an executive member?
Yeah, I'm an executive member. I don't know. They charge me more.
I'm also the executive member. I also get 2% back on all my purchases.
They charge you more?
Yes. It's $120 bucks, I think, per year instead of 60.
But what is your perk, though, that you
perk
get?
Perk is you get 2% back on every purchase.
I don't go often enough.
I'm a Nubs member.
I don't go often enough. I should be a Nubs member. But they automatically renew it every year. I just don't change it.
Oh, you're a silly member. You're executive
member. I'm executive. So I'm getting...
You should be getting 2% back on every purchase.
Where? Where does it show up?
They send you like at the end of the year or every once in a while, they'll send you kind of like a check.
Slush fund or something. I've never seen any money back from this.
No, they give it back in store credit.
Yeah. So when you buy something...
I don't think we know about it.
Yeah,
you probably get like a little check.
I'm telling you, we don't know.
Do you handle your mail?
I'll log into your Costco account during the break. We'll see what you have.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Listen, I'm telling you, we don't go there very often, so I probably don't have much. How do you know how to log into my account? I don't know any passwords. I know
nothing.
Your
member number.
It'll get you right in?
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
All right. I will say the other store where it's amazing, I never pay, is CVS. My wife is a genius at taking little things that she's just log, and I go into CVS, and it's always store credit.
There's always a coupon.
There's always coupon for
it. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I go in there and buy it, and I pay nothing at CBS.
It's just always free?
She says when she's just killing time, she'll just sit there and she just marks stuff, you know, that we might want.
Same thing, same thing at Walgreens.
But Walgreens does the same thing?
Same thing.
Like, CBS is my favorite store.
I just go in there, punch my wife's cell phone number in.
Yeah, yeah.
Get $6 off.
Everything's paid for somehow.
Well, I don't go
that way. It's a scam.
It's
some sort of scam, I guess.
If you're like a coupon person, type,
sure,
that's the spot for me. I don't know if maybe Walgreens does the same bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
If you know of another one, let us know. Because I get butt-sized to buy a bunch of stuff and pay like $2.
The Walgreens took over the space formerly occupied by far the worst drugstore / prescription store that I can think of. Rite Aid.
Oh, man. Is that the worst?
Oh, the one in
They're
my...
They're just so slow.
The one in my neighborhood.
Line like, of people.
Well, you would just walk in. The shelves would be literally 70% empty. Nobody was working.
Right.
They have one person working.
Right.
It's just like, what? How's this company still... Like, how are they still operating? How's this a thing?
Let's go to Marco real quick. Marco, what's up, buddy?
We are all Marco.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up?
So I used to live right behind that Costco, and we would use it as like a regular grocery store, which was so dangerous. Like I would just go pick up milk or bread there. I probably spent, and you can't leave there without spending $150-$200, and you would just bruise and get clothes. When we moved away from there, I probably saved $600-$700 a month just for moving out of Leesburg.
Because
my refund check was probably $700-$800 a year.
Really?
Like, no. Man,
you
no
live
so they
there.
Would actually yeah, cut you was, a check?
Yeah, or you just, oh, you get a cash. You could just go in and get straight cash or use
Zabby,
it.
Let's come
cash.
In there. Let's see if I got any money in there.
I go so infrequently, I get the refund check. I mean, it looks like a check, but you're supposed to use it at Costco. Mine's like $11.
Yeah. I bet you that's what mine is.
Yeah, barely get you anything.
We barely go.
Yeah.
You know, if I have a party or something,
yeah,
you know, I never have a $400 bill.
Thank
he goes
you,
all the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Because I'll just usually go and maybe I spend $100.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, my daughter plays volleyball in Virginia too. She plays for Paramount. So maybe I'll see you at Nationals.
Oh, absolutely. We always see you guys around for sure. Say hello.
It's fun.
Say
all right,
hello.
Guys, thanks.
All right, pal.
All right, bro. All right, remember, a little bit later in the show, we got Barry Zvaluga from the Washington Post. We'll talk about the NFL draft coming to D.C. and more. Plus, Caps tickets to give away coming up in the next hour. That's the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour for game one of their series against the Hurricanes right here on the Junk. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Remember, we're giving away Caps tickets for game one of their series against the Hurricanes in the 8 o'clock hour and once again in the 9 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to go see the Capitals. Mm-hmm. Switching over to the Washington Commanders, some video came out over the weekend of the Eagles draft room, their war room, led by Howie Roseman. And he had a conversation with Adam Peters. Now, you're only going to hear the one side of it, but it is interesting. Let's play this audio from the NFL draft. This is before the Commanders drafted Josh Connerly Jr.
How many picks are we in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We have the sixth guy.
We have the sixth player.
We have the sixth guy.
Oh, we got six guys.
Yeah.
We're all right. Hey, buddy. How we doing? Yeah, it's a tradition. I feel like we should keep it even short. Any interest in a small move back? Let's see. Said there's an in-division tax. You really didn't want to do a trade with me.
With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Josh Connerly, Jr.
Here we go.
Tackle, Oregon.
Still okay. Connerly.
It's a great pick.
Yep. So obviously they condensed it, but Roseman calls Peters and says it's a tradition. I figure we should keep doing trades. Any interest in a small move back? Adam Peters says there's an in-division tax. He wants to up the ante on what Roseman is willing to give.
No. He didn't even bother to get to that point.
Yeah. Well, maybe there was more discussion, but it's edited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then you just kind of hear him like, hey, he doesn't want to make a deal.
I'm sure Roseman asked him, all right, what's the tax? And Peters probably gave it to him. He didn't like it. So they
decided
backed out.
To move on.
Yeah.
Just wait.
And they really wanted Jihad Campbell, the linebacker. And Buffalo was in between Washington and Philly, and Buffalo didn't take him, so they ultimately got who they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Peter says that there were multiple offers mm-hmm. to trade back. I know that Cakes thought that that was going to happen, either the first or their second pick, that they yep. would trade to acquire more picks. Didn't happen. Do you think it should have happened? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, I think it was a good draft choice. Could they have gotten another offensive lineman if they traded back and acquired another pick, which might have been helpful? Maybe.
Okay. I'm perfectly comfortable with their decision-making process. I think oftentimes we get caught up in, you know, oh, you know, you got to trade back. You only got five picks. You know, the conventional wisdom stuff. They know who they had. If their board wasn't playing out a certain way, I'm sure they would have traded back. They wanted to get this guy or somebody else, you know, that they had there in their top two or three. I love it. I trust them. I don't think they had to trade back because they did such a good job in free agency. The only area where you could look back at it now from afar after we're a couple weeks, and we knew it at the time, is the only area they really didn't address is edge rusher. Mm-hmm. And so they're either going to find out different ways to trick up the rush to get to the quarterback, or they're going to sign some guy, some veteran in free agency and hope to help that unit out. But they had the flexibility to do what they did. I love what they did. They got two first-round picks. They really did in Trey Amos and Connerly. So I'm perfectly fine with them staying where they were.
Yeah, it seems like they just love the players that were there and that were available to them at 29 and 61. So they didn't feel the need to move back and accumulate extra picks. Mm-hmm. And from what Peters is saying, they didn't expect Amos to be there at 61. And the fact that he was there, they didn't want to mess around with it. They said, okay, he's yeah. here, we're going to take him. And they felt fortunate that he made it that far to them at 61.
Well, I listened to Jay this morning as I was driving in, talking specifically about Amos.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what's not to like? That guy's got everything you want. He's got sub-4.4 speed. He's 6'1". He could play man. He could play zone.
Yep.
He's long. He literally could do it all. Now, who knows what will happen? But, I mean, he's got all the characteristics that you're looking for, and he fell to him in the second round. So, I'm okay with it. It would have been nice, maybe, if they would have had more picks. But what's the difference if you get an extra six-round pick? I don't know. I don't think it's that big a deal.
I have faith in the brain trust of Adam Peters and his minions.
I agree.
Based on who they took, the Eagles took, and who they wanted, they would have gotten Connerly either way.
They might have, yeah, because I'm not sure a lot of people would have taken Connerly as high as they did.
I don't think Buffalo took a DB mm-hmm. in the first round, so I don't know if maybe they were targeting Connerly. I have no idea, but mm-hmm. chances are they would have, if they traded back to 31, they would have got Connerly anyway.
Yeah, yep, you could
and
make
got
that
an
argument.
Extra pick.
You could make that argument. So maybe they botched I'm comfortable with them. It's always kind of a gamble. You never know what's going to show up, right? I think they decided it wasn't worth the gamble.
But of course, they've traded with each other before because they traded Dotson to Philly.
Yeah. I don't think he's afraid to do it.
No.
I do actually like that he said that there's a tax, the division tax, because he was asked about it before the draft. Would you make a deal with somebody in your division? He's like, oh, yeah, we'll make a deal with anybody.
Uh-huh.
But now, some people have interpreted it might be a joke.
I think he's somewhat
joking.
He
said that, but look, they weren't willing to make a deal. That is for sure.
And by the way, that Dotson deal is looking better and better because Philly did not pick up his fifth-year option. So that looks even better the further you get away from that deal.
Yeah. Speaking of deals, this is from David Harrison, Commander's Wire. Could the Commanders still trade for Bengals star defender Trey Hendrickson? And Trey Hendrickson has not signed his extension with the Cincinnati Bengals. And there continue to be some rumors that he'll be traded, although I was reading a story that says that there are good vibes that probably he will re-sign with the Cincinnati Bengals for as much as $30 million a year. But Harrison goes through it, and just logically, they don't have that much to trade except for future picks.
Yeah. Right. But he might be worth that. He might be worth future picks.
Now, the one guy you could throw in there, and I don't know why the Bengals would really want him because he's a big money guy, is Daron Payne.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to.
I don't think people
knock
are...
down your door
exactly
for Jerron Payne at this point. He's been frankly a bit of a statistical disappointment.
Well, two seasons ago he was good. Last season, not as good.
Yeah.
He's kind of MIA lately, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I thought that clip was very interesting also. But again, I'm not afraid to criticize the home team at all. And I think that they whiffed on Lattimore. And I think maybe
we're going to find out this year.
We'll find out.
It seems like if you had to say right now, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, he missed a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Then he comes back for the New Orleans game. And the four games of the regular season were underwhelming, and the playoffs were underwhelming.
I have to chalk a lot of that up to injury. Now, if he looks the same in 2025 as he did once he arrived
Then he's washed.
Then you have to start thinking that was a bad deal.
But let's give him a chance, because you just didn't see him enough.
I will give him a chance, but I'm just saying, if I had to put my stake in the ground, I'd say whiff. But that's okay.
I mean, a lot of people probably would agree with you.
Yeah.
And then they went out and drafted a corner.
And I also, I don't like that we lost Jeremy Chinn.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that was a significant loss. I thought he was an impactful player. But who knows?
Can't keep everybody.
Can't keep everybody.
They went out and got Will Harris. So let's just see. I think Lattimore will have a better year. I'm not going to say he's going to have a huge year. I don't have that much faith, but I think he's going to be much better than he was last year, which isn't saying much.
Yeah. I mean, if he was hurt, why'd he play? Like, is that why he looked so slow? Because to me, he looks slow.
Well, he probably played because he's a gamer and he felt like he was okay enough to play.
Felt like he hurt
Might
the
not
team.
Have been 100%. I'm felt sure like, he wasn't 100%.
I don't know if he hurt the team because he was taking the role of guys who were getting torched all the time. So you just kind of slid guys down the depth chart that you didn't want to see on the field anyway.
Yeah.
His first game was the Saint game, correct?
Yes.
He had, I think like his second game was the game where they didn't even challenge him. And you're like, oh, okay. But then the next week they challenged him or whenever it was, and they kind of
The Philly game, he got crushed.
He had a lot of penalties too.
Yeah, he just grabbed people left and right. And that's because your feet aren't right, as far as I'm concerned. Watch it from my couch, Cakes.
Physical, though. Physical and fiery.
He's a physical guy, yeah, but I need you to be able to keep up. I can't have you grabbing the receiver all day.
Yeah, need some actual coverage.
Yeah.
Benjamin St. Juice took the baton and passed it to Marshawn Lattimore for guys getting bitched by the fans.
Very little difference.
I mean, the guy's 28 years old. He's a young pup. I'm sorry. He's got a lot more football in him.
Unless,
if he's healthy.
Unless he's damaged goods.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's the caveat.
Guys missed a bunch of games the last few years.
Those guys
don't typically just miraculously all of a sudden start playing 60. Although Zach Ertz did. Zach Ertz kind of was in that role. Now, Zach is a little older, but Zach was kind of in the same vein. Banged up, came here, all of a sudden seemingly got healthy.
Are you disappointed, though, that it seems like the Trey Hendrickson thing is going to die down and he's not coming to Washington?
I never thought.
Never bought in.
The only time I thought that maybe something might happen is when we had Nikki Jabala on right before the draft, and that was her big, like, we kind of put her on the spot.
Her bold prediction.
He said, make a prediction. Mm-hmm. And she said, she kind of panicked and said, they trade for Trey Hendrickson. I'm not sure she was fully convinced, but that was the only, I was like, wow, she's close to the, you know, she kind of knows what's going on here. If she thinks it might happen, then maybe there is some smoke here. But I never was of the mindset, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to trade for him. Because Cincinnati, I don't know why I believe him because everyone lies, but they're like, we ain't trading him, and why would they?
Yeah, we're going to work out another deal.
Sit out?
And most of the time that would happen before the draft happens or on the day of the draft.
Yeah.
Like, once the draft is passed, is this really like an ideal time to pull off a move of that caliber? I guess if you're willing to deal a future pick, it doesn't really matter, but that doesn't really help Cincy. That doesn't help Cincy in the short term.
Right.
To get a 2025 or 2026 pick now.
Right.
At this point.
It does feel like the opportunity.
I feel like that ship has sailed on Trey Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Remember, coming up in the next hour, we'll give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. We're doing that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Game 1 tickets, Caps Hurricanes here on the Junk. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Trav was just showing me a video of his daughter playing soccer. Here's the upset of the weekend.
All right.
So Friday night, busy. Had a daddy-daughter dance, and then EB and I went to really incredible function. It was over at Summer House. I don't know what you call it. It was a get-together celebration, a welcome-home celebration for our buddies, our lifelong buddy's son, who enlisted in the Israeli Army. I mean, you want to talk about being a proud dad, but yet a terrified dad at the same time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So he's not back for good. He's going back. Mm-hmm. So we had a good celebration. But on Saturday, Rom came to my kid's soccer game because we had stopped at Rom's place during a swim meet, which was right down the road from where he lived. And Isabella really enjoyed playing with Kaya. My daughter's the youngest, and then amongst her cousins, she's the youngest. She's never really gets to be big sister. And we stopped over at Rom's, and she really enjoyed playing. And Rom threw out there, he's like, "Hey, I'm trying to get Kaya interested in sports. Isabella's really good. I'd love to come out and watch a game." He was fairly well behaved, although he told me this and I didn't know this because I was coaching at the time. So he shows up, the game's already like 1-0. It's supposed to be a quiet weekend. All right. Theoretically,
what do you mean once, a quiet weekend? What does that mean?
Once per year or once per season, Soccer Association Montgomery, they implore parents to zip it, coaches to zip it, to just let the players on the field do their thing. Now, it's never perfect. You still hear
how could you tell a coach
cheering.
Not to coach?
Yeah, I don't think it's not strictly enforced, like don't say anything, but it's trying to, you know, that these games can get out of hand with parents screaming and yelling at referees who are teenagers. I always think it's a joke when I hear, you know, parents yelling, "It's offsides! Offsides!" And there's like a 16-year-old kid.
Kids trying their best.
Right. It's going to happen, right?
Right.
So I didn't see this, but Rom told me this afterwards, that he shows up, and he showed up in a moment where Isabella scored. So she hits through the back of the net. He's like, "Bella!" And he starts yelling or something.
Yeah.
And apparently a parent grilled him afterwards.
Because it was their quiet day.
Yes. Yeah. Because Rom, and how do you think he showed up dressed?
Well, poorly.
With the junkies. Matt's jersey.
He was desperate for ADs.
Right, well, I mean,
what did he say to the parent when the parent grilled him? Did he fire
I'm
back at all?
I'm not quite sure. No, I don't think that. First of all, he has his daughter who's, I think, almost three. Yeah. He's not going to start an argument there. I mean, he'd be an idiot to start an argument there.
But I think strangers, he probably cowers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he also has his kid. Like, are you going to fight with your kid there? So, but he behaved himself for the most part.
Yeah.
He was
the
disappointed
kid doesn't know what you're saying.
I mean, that nobody during the game knew who
nobody
he was.
Nobody was like, "Is that wrong?"
Yes.
Is that the fifth
year? Nobody. Even
yes. He said it afterwards. Well, he was like, nobody gave me any ADs.
Yeah.
I said, well, because
you can't retire from the show.
He'd say Rom tire.
Like, he's actually, he retired, what, like 5 years ago or so? He stopped calling in, basically?
Yeah.
I think his wife gave him an ultimatum.
Now,
like,
now
he was embarrassing.
Seems like
his family.
It was inside 5 years, but.
Now, he was butt sized that as we were leaving, the coach in the next game who I've coached against, he recognized Rom.
Okay.
So finally,
he got one.
Gave a late AD deposit.
Yeah. If he wants ADs, he has to make himself more relevant. I mean, you know, when people kind of disappear off the show, so do the ADs, Cakes.
That's right. They tend to dwindle.
Right? All right, man. There's a couple people.
You know, it might be for the best.
Anyway,
he's trying to raise his daughter. He can't just be a full-time junks Super P1 all the time. Like,
yeah,
he's got to reassess his priorities.
Shocking news from Rom. Rom formation is going to start when he gets the new house.
Of course.
Really?
There's always another milestone attached to when Rom formation is going to happen.
I think he is officially getting like the swim spa.
Yes, a huge one.
Yeah,
he showed, he was showing me and Jess pictures. I mean, he's got a
I told him
big
his
ass house.
Could be like an Olympian. I mean, he should be just
and those things there. Aren't cheap.
No, they're not. They're not. All right, let's go real quick. Let's
My
go.
Neighbor put one in. Freaking took a crane to put lift it in over the house.
Yeah,
and install it.
Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. Hope
hey, Gary.
You guys are doing well.
Yeah, what's
Thank
up?
You, man. You too.
Look, I'm going to pour a little bit of cold water on all of this optimism with regard to the draft. I like the players, okay? I think Connolly's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
I think Amos is going to be a good player.
Right.
But they did not address edge. And there were a couple guys that were available that people are really hyping up right now that should have been first-round draft choices. The kid that went to Dallas, and I can't remember the other kid. The problem I have, guys, is
Zara
the kid went to Dallas is the kid from
Green
BC.
Is the other one that they could have.
Yeah, Mike Green went to the Ravens.
Yeah.
And the problem we have, guys, is if you look at the quarterbacks that they played last year, I don't think you're going to find a team, a defense that played a weaker tranche of quarterbacks than Washington did. And that's not going to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who you have in the back end. If the quarterback has 5 or 6 seconds to throw the football, I don't care if it's Patrick Surtain. I don't care if it's Trayvon Diggs. I don't care who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay with those receivers that long. And it was a glaring need. It was a glaring need. Everybody thought about it.
What do you think they were worse at, though? What do you think they were worse at? Rushing the passer or stopping the run?
I think it's a big I don't know because of the quarterbacks that they played last year. If you look at game by game, they either played a backup quarterback or a rookie quarterback. Okay? And
it's
and
fair.
Then, like four at 14, 13 out of the games that they played.
I would say that they were more worried about stopping the run.
And I think they got better at that.
And that's why they brought in Kinlaw.
Yeah.
And if you look at how they lost in the NFC Championship game, they couldn't contain, and it three games, couldn't contain Saquon Barkley. I think they're on a mission to figure out how do we stop Saquon Barkley. They would love to rush the passer. Ideally, they would have been able to get an edge rusher and get the other things that they were able to get in the draft. They didn't have unlimited draft picks.
Right.
I think their main concern, I could be wrong, was how do we stop Saquon Barkley?
That may be true. But, again, look at the quarterbacks they play this year versus the quarterbacks they played last year. And I think that might have been flipped. If Dak Prescott played twice, if Jalen Hurts was off to a great start against them before he got hurt, New Orleans started some guy we had never heard of, and he was gone by the first half.
So let me ask you this. I get it. Let me ask you this. Do you think this football team got better, stayed the same, or got worse from last year to now?
I think they have stayed the same at best because I think the players that they drafted, the players that they picked up in free agency are average at best.
You think Laramie Tunsil's average?
Debo and Tunsil are average?
Yeah, come on. Debo's not average.
That's not free agency.
Well, still, they're additions. They're additions.
I think he's talking about like Dietrich Wise and guys like that.
Okay,
like
I understand. You got to look at the plus and minus, like additions, subtractions, et cetera. Do you think they're a better football team? You think they're the same?
I think they are. I think they're slightly better because of the offensive pickups. But you got to wonder why. I think Deebo Samuels is on the slide. I think he plays like a running back, and his game last year showed that all those years are starting to add up on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you look at his highlights last year versus
he was banged up
years ago.
No doubt, he was banged up.
I'm not saying you're totally off base. I think you can make that argument plausibly. But I also think they had so many needs sort of on paper, and they kind of outkicked their coverage last year with like all of those one-score games, all the Hail Mary, et cetera. There's no doubt that the cards rolled out for them great last year, and it may not happen this year. But I don't think they could just address all the needs.
They clearly felt like they needed a DB and certainly an offensive lineman. And they obviously
needed to stop the run.
And two offensive linemen because they went out and got two tackles.
Totally.
So they felt like when Adam Peters looked at his chart and went, all right, this is what we need. They didn't feel like edge rusher was one of the top two or three needs, obviously.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that may be his thought, but I'm concerned about that. Okay, yeah. Again, because
all right,
you could be right.
You got gotcha.
You could be right, but like Eric said, you couldn't address every single position.
Especially
with only five picks, and two of them were in the sixth and seventh round.
I think the other thing that I picked up from listening to Jay talk to Keim, is that, and again, I'm just an average football fan like you guys, right? So I just watch the games. I follow the ball. I'm not some sophisticated guy. I'm not a tape bro. I can't tell you the three technique, four yeah. technique, hand in the dirt. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just watch the ball. But apparently one of Dan Quinn's specialties is moving guys around, creating mismatches, you know, getting his tackle or his pass rusher on against the guard. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they're just going to do the kinds of things that Dan Quinn likes to do. And they're going to use like Frankie Louvu off the edge. They're going to use Bobby Wagner in the A-gap, and they're just going to, you know, they're going to do some fun things, different things, to generate that pass rush. Is it ideal? No, but apparently it's something that Dan Quinn kind of specializes in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're playing to their strengths. Would they like to have a stud edge rusher? They'll give you 15 sacks, pencil in? Of course.
Of course.
Every team would.
Yeah, of course.
And then maybe they're looking elsewhere for that. Maybe they're looking at another trade or – you know, someone hasn't signed, but a training camp free agent.
Yeah. They know that their pass rush is a weakness.
They clearly.
They're aware.
Yeah, they know.
They're aware.
They just felt like they needed to go out and get tackles to protect the franchise, and they felt like they needed another receiver, clearly, and I think they achieved it.
Based on our conversation, I put this up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Giving you 3 options. You can vote if the Commanders are better today than they were last season, the same or worse. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Can I vote?
Of course you can vote.
I'm going to tell you verbally.
Everyone would vote.
I think we're better. But I don't think we're markedly better. I think we're overall a little bit better.
I think they're better. I'm not saying that the record would be better, but
I totally agree.
They're better. They're a better team.
They're a better team. But we're not going to go like 6-0 in win every 6 games in a row in like the last possession.
Close game, no.
Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
Might win 4 or 5 of them though with Jaden Daniels at the helm.
And I don't think that Jaden is going to have some weird regression and be like mediocre. Don't see it.
Coming up next, we're going to tackle the big news here in D.C. The NFL draft is coming in a couple of seasons to D.C. How can D.C. make this NFL draft stand out? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.